niggers, what part of that I won't back down do you not understand? These niggers, when I expose them, they go crazy. And the white people go crazy also. I want to thank everybody that called yesterday again. What a great show. It's not, I never have a great show. I have an honest show. I'm telling you the truth. I'm going places where nobody else will go. It's unbelievable how we white people are such chicken crap bastards. I was that way at one time. Not for very long, because I see the niggers mistake in the white community, they mistake kindness for weakness. When they smell that blood, here they come. If I say nigger, and they say, you shouldn't say it, and I say, kiss my ass, they go someplace else. They go to the least line of resistance. Now, most white people, oh, I'm sorry, it slipped. I never should have, coulda my ass. And what really pisses me off, these people on this Steve King, this congressman, I'm going to take the other side. I'm going to defend this man. These ass white bastard political parasitical punks say, he shouldn't say that. That offends me. Well, I tell you what, I get offended by you ass white bastard politicians, congressmen, Democrat, Republican, senators, Democrat and Republican, president, I get offended sometime. But for these people to come after this man, this Steve King, this Iowa congressman, and I know most of you people don't know anything about Iowa. I don't either. Don't give a damn. But it's a matter of principle. That's why I'm addressing it today. It's a matter of principle. It has to be addressed. This man has to be defended for his rights. His rights to say what the hell he wants to say. These niggers get on the House floor. Bobby Rush, this no good son of a bitch. I'm going to give you a little bit of his nigger, racist, violent background here momentarily. But now Bobby Rush, he's a congressman from Chicago, primarily black district. He's like Bruce Franks and Jameel Nasheed and Marie Chappelle Nadell. They spew all that reverse racism. They spew all that white hatred because they know they're going to get elected because their districts are 70-80% black. So all they're doing is spewing white hatred so they can get elected. We sit back as white people, don't say it. Nobody says anything about that dumbass Bruce Franks over in St. Louis, that no-count nigger, racist, violent, thug bastard. Nobody says anything about Marie Chappelle Nadell about killing the president. Hell, they don't even talk to her about it. Me or other white son of a bitches say anything, they want our ass. And you know what the rest of us whites do? You've heard me. We run. We're not going to get behind another white man. But think about it, people. This white congressman from Iowa, he didn't call anybody a nigger. He didn't call anybody a spade. He didn't call anybody anything. He asked a rhetorical question. And here it comes. It says two Democratic lawmakers, of course they're Democrats, and of course they're niggers. Here's Bobby Rush saying that offering measures to censure Representative Steve King, Republican out of Iowa, after his recent racist comments questioning why the terms white supremacist and white nationalism are considered offensive. He has every right to ask that question. I'd ask that question. That doesn't make him a racist, but see, Bobby Rush, the co-founder of the Black Panthers in the mid-60s, and we're going to get into the Black Panthers, he's saying it's offensive. Well, Bobby Rush, you're offensive to me. The crap you did as a Black Panther back in the 60s, advocating killing the police, being a friend and supporter of Louis Farrakhan, who advocates killing white people, Jews, and police. That offends me, Bobby Rush. And see, you people listening, you're not getting this into the story. All you're hearing about what a bad guy this white Republican is out of Iowa. What a bad guy. And then they say, well, he represents his country. No, he represents like you niggers. He represents his district up in Iowa. And let those people decide whether they should throw him out of Congress. Not you ass white bastard niggers. You violent son of a bitches. I've told you a million times, give me 10 niggers for any kind of situation over 500 whites. Because the niggers will stick together. They don't know what the hell they're fighting for most of the time, but they will stick together. White people, don't want to get involved. You white people better get your asses involved. But it's just the matter of principle. They're saying in this Bobby Rush, this nigger son of a bitch, this white congressman out of Iowa is trying to legitimize white supremacy and white nationalism as acceptable in today's society. That man said nothing like that. That's the old Michael Brown, hands up, don't you? See, these niggers make their own false scenarios and they run with it, and you're not gonna stop them. It's time that we all stop them, the proud white and proud black. They said enough is enough. You would think this king killed 15,000 niggers, called them niggers, called them a boot lip, called them whatever the hell he wanted to call them. All the man did was make a statement, questioning. Now, you niggers are gonna say, hey, white boy, not only can you not say something we don't like, you better not think something we don't like. And that's exactly what's going on here, people. Do you understand my premise? Do you understand my premise? This man was questioning why the terms white supremacist and white nationalist are considered offensive. He asked a question. Don't we, and I've taught at the college, don't we want to tell people, tell students, tell our society, you have the right to think, you have the right to bring questions forward, you have the right to bring questions forward so you can get a legitimate answer, so there can be an argument, so there can be a discussion. But now you're telling me that this guy from Iowa, is that offensive? And he's a white supremacist. Now they're calling him a white supremacist. But see, they call me a white supremacist. See, that word they throw around, they call us all racist, all white people who don't agree totally with the nigger mentality. They call us all racist. But do you understand where I'm going with this, people? This man was questioning why the terms white supremacist and white nationalist are considered offensive. Well, I hope a student don't go to college and ask, you know, why is the Confederacy thought of so bad? Oh, you're a racist. You can't ask a question like that. You can't have a thought in your head that doesn't go along with the nigger mentality. You're white. You can't do that. What do you think these universities are for, people? They're for people that are maybe confused, maybe uninformed, trying to get informed. The rhetorical question was, why? Why are the terms white supremacist and white nationalist are considered offensive? That's a legitimate question. Well, I would say, well, white supremacists are considered offensive because they go out, they hate black people, they try to destroy black people, blah, blah, blah. There's your answer. But why is it racist? Why is this Steve King, the Republican representative from Iowa, why is he now labeled a white supremacist? Hell, we've got our country shut down. And it's story after story after story about this Steve King, because see, the niggers got us on the run. They're acting like this is a great big deal. Do you people think this is a big deal? The big deal is the government shutdown. The big deal, and I'm not a Republican. I criticize the Republicans when I think they're wrong, but here's Nancy Pelosi. We're not gonna even talk about the wall. We need a wall. We need security. You see these people coming up from Honduras. If we let them in, how many more thousands are gonna come over? And all a terrorist has to do is fly into Honduras from Iraq or Iran and then walk across our borders in Mexico. And I know that's one in many, but it only takes one. It only takes, you hear me, one in many to kill you, kill me, kill our families, to bring devastation and violence in our state, in our country. Those people in Texas ought to be livid. But having said that, we've got so much that we can address. But boy, the niggers smell the blood over this congressman. They smell the blood. They call him a racist and they want to chastise him. And man, that poor guy, I feel sorry for him, but he's a little ass wipe too. He's begging him. Don't get up off your knees and die. Politically die like a man, Stephen King. Politically die like a man. Don't let those niggers. See, that's what the niggers, not the proud blacks. That's what the niggers, they want to bring all white people. They want to bring all white people to our knees. They hate us for what we have. They hate us because we've worked hard all our lives. They hate us, not the proud blacks, the niggers. Keep the proud blacks out of the equation. The niggers hate us because they have nothing. Because they're bums. They're criminals. They're niggers. But they want to come after this Iowa congressman. And here's Bobby Rush. Bobby Rush, the congressman that's doing all this, he says that he's frustrated that the way they're thinking. And he says, it reminds me about the horrific nature of lynching. Now, there you go with another nigger. He's going to bring lynching up again. He's frustrated. Does nothing but distract from the horrific nature of lynching. This is what Bobby Rush said. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable that we let them get away with it. Bobby Rush was kicked off the House floor for wearing a hoodie, showing what a nigger he is. Bobby Rush was a co-founder of the Black Panthers. You remember the Black Panthers, don't you? You remember the Black Violent Panthers who advocated killing policemen. And guess what? Oh, Bobby Rush, the one that's coming after this white guy now, the one that's coming after this white guy to get him thrown out of Congress because he asked a question. Bobby Rush was the defense minister of the racist, violent Black Panthers organization. You remember that back in the 60s? No, nobody wants to remember that, do they? You know, Bobby Rush, he was the one that wouldn't condemn the Reverend Louis Farrakhan for his statement on killing Jews and white people. I ask, why not? You must be a true racist nigger, Bobby Rush. See, nobody wants to bring that crap up. But now here he is, here this asswipe bastard Bobby Rush, the co-founder of the Black Panthers in 1966. It was a militant self-defense group against the United States government and fought to establish revolutionary socialism throughout our country. The Black Panthers back in the day were declared a terrorist organization by the FBI. They wore military-type black leather uniforms. You remember that, don't you? You good people remember that. That was Bobby Rush. And this son of a bitch is going to be holier than thou now? Uh-uh, Bobby Rush. You're not going to be holier than thou on my watch, you nigger idiot. He paid his wife $550,000 in campaign funds. His church got over $14 million in government grants. And then he filed bankruptcy. This is Bobby Rush. He's the leader. He's the one saying that this white boy's wrong. When's the time to say that the niggers are wrong? When is the time to say the niggers are wrong? Go ahead, Jim. You're on the dark side.
You know, Bob, you're the voice of reason. You know, I look at all this crime and all this chaos going on. Maybe back in the day they had a good reason why they lynched people, you know.
No, sir. Hey, Jimmy. No. Hey, I agree with you. There's never a good reason to lynch anybody. So and I don't think that's what you meant by your statement, was it?
Crime and stuff going on. Maybe that's the only way they know how to deal with them back then, hanging. Maybe if we had a public hanging of these niggers to go out and kill people, maybe it would make them think twice. Maybe they had a good reason why they did stuff back then. Because look how they're acting today. The only thing when you have uncivilized people that don't respect civilized laws, you have to be a little hard with them, you know? And it's a double standard for these whites to say something. If you're going to say something, like you, Bob, I respect you. You stand up and don't apologize. These whiny politicians, they got them on their heels on the defensive. You know, I'm proud, and I'm white, and I believe in nationalism for America. That makes me bad, but yet blacks go out there and say all kinds of things, killing the president, kill white people. And the news media, them liberal. You know, them liberal douchebags, they'll just stand by and go along with them. It's amazing.
You know, Jim, I agree with you partially, but I don't. I don't think anybody should be hung. Now, if it's a judicial thing, that hanging is a part of the law, that's right. But there's many white, no good, ignorant bastards, the crackers and the hunkies. But to me, Jim, and to everybody else, I'm not a racist. When I think a black man deserves criticism, I'm going to give it to him. If he deserves praise, and I've praised a lot of him. I praise the proud black community. But this situation here with this congressman, and here's Bobby Rush. He was named the defense minister for the Black Panthers. He was arrested. He rallied the extremist groups by urging them to arm out. Here, people, here is Bobby Rush, the bastard nigger congressman, the nigger coming out after a white guy for asking a question about white supremacy and white nationalism. He asked a question. He didn't call anybody a nigger. You would think that he went crazy with it. But now here's a quote from Bobby Rush, the son of a bitch that's leading the charge on this white congressman He rallied the extremist group, troops and group of the Black Panther Party, in quotes, the extremist group, by urging them to arm themselves and go kill, in parentheses, the pigs. Go kill the pigs. This is in 1970. Bobby Rush advocating killing police, killing the pigs. And this son of a bitch got the guts to stand on the House floor and ask for this man from Iowa, who asked a question about white supremacy and white nationalism, to ask the question, and they say, get rid of him? No, I say, get rid of this nigger, Bobby Rush. Now, I know in the Black community, it ain't gonna fly, but I don't give a damn. I'm a proud white man. I'm not a racist, I'm a realist. And when I see this crap come down, now the guy gets slapped on the hand maybe, hey, you probably shouldn't have said that. Hey, I made a mistake, damn, I didn't mean it that way. But man, these guys, like he killed the president or something. They're coming after him on every news outlet. They're coming after him on the House floor. Even these stupid ass white Republicans asking him to resign. What kind of crap is that? We all make mistakes. I say every day, I'm far from being perfect. There's no man I know that's even close to being perfect. We all make mistakes of one kind or other, another. But this no good son of a bitch, Bobby Rush, is going to lead the charge in the Congress. This no good Bobby Rush, who I say in quotes, led an extremist group by urging them to arm themselves and go kill the pigs, go kill the police. And this son of a bitch got any kind of credibility, got $14 million in his bogus church, and then filed bankruptcy, give his wife $550,000, been on ethical complaints throughout his career. And he's going to be the moral leader, the black moral leader, to come after this poor white guy? Damn, the poor white guy suffered enough. What he said wasn't wrong. I would have never, never, never apologized for saying that. But that's his prerogative. If that's to keep the heat down, but you see what happened? And I always say, when the niggers heard him say, oh, I'm sorry, blah, 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 they smelled the blood, didn't they? They smelled the blood, and guess what happened? They're coming after him. And Jim made a good point, talk about the media. Now, here's a situation where there were two white middle school children in Creve Coeur. Now, I'm going to get all the facts totally straight, but the facts that I want to get straight, I guarantee you, are straight. They were apparently walking down the street. This guy pulls up. He's got a dog in his car, an old gray, rusted car. And he says, hey, you want to ride? And they said, no. You want to pet my dog? And they said, no. The girls took off running. They were afraid that they were going to be abducted. Now, Channel 2, I don't know about the rest of the channels, Channel 2 on several occasions aired that story and said, now listen to me people, said he was a male, had short hair and glasses. They give a description of the dog. The dog was black with white paws. They give a description of the car. They did not ever give a description if he was a nigger or a white guy. Now, I guarantee you he was a nigger. Do you see how the niggers even have the news media afraid? I'm not afraid. Bob Romanek will say, if it was a white guy, say that cracker, that hunky, not a proud white guy. They wouldn't try to abduct two girls. They did not say he was black. They put it on the screen, a male, short hair, glasses, few other things, the dog, black pit bull with white paws, driving an old rusty car, blah, blah, blah. They would not put on there that he was a nigger. Now, I do not understand what the hell's wrong. Now, the nigger, not the proud blacks, the niggers got us afraid when they shoot. Well, the guy that killed 50 people, well, I can't tell you what color he was because then you're going to think I'm a racist, but he had on Nikes, he had gold teeth, his pants was hanging down to his ass, I don't know how he was running. And he smelled like he just got done eating snoots, but I ain't gonna tell you. I ain't gonna tell you what color he is. Make me a racist. I'm so tired of this crap, people. I swear to you on Channel 2. They give a complete description of the car. Oh, the car had one headlight out, had one hubcap. I can't tell you if the guy was black, because I can't tell you, because it's racist. We've got some callers. Go ahead, Michael. You're on the dark side.
Bobby Rush! right?
Okay, never mind. Get that idiot off. You know, there's a stupid white hunky bastard. What the hell's wrong with people? Hey, if you wanna get on TV or the radio, go out and do something stupid, and you'll be on the TV and the radio for weeks at a time, you dumbass. Now, there's a cracker hunky stupid idiot. But people, do you understand where I'm coming from? Do you understand, when's it gonna be? Hey, this is War Radio Network. I've told you 1,000 times, white awareness radio. And the niggers wanna know, man, you keep on that rate. This is White Awareness Radio Network. It's primarily for white people, and I agree, that's not racist. Peach pomade is primarily for black ladies to put that crap in their hair. Nike shoes are primarily for black guys. I understand that. It's not racist, it's real. It's unbelievable that white people can't take up for themselves without being called a racist. Well, then make me the biggest racist in the world. They'll take that sound clip and put it somewhere and say, look, he even said he's the biggest racist in the world. Do you people understand? This crap's getting out of hand. It is getting out of hand, and I will tell all of yous. White people, we're gonna have to stand together. Do you hear me? We're gonna have to stand together, or it's inevitable that we, the white community, will fall apart. We have to stand up and be counted. Don't let them divide and conquer us. Our white community, and I know people will say, listen to me for a week or two, people, not a day or two. I'm not preaching white supremacy. I'm not preaching white nationalism. I'm preaching white equality. I'm preaching white equality, just like I preach black equality. It's unbelievable how we sit back and day after day, and you've heard me 1,000 times, if you got cancer, don't sit back and think it's going to take care of itself, because it's not. It will destroy you. It will kill you. You have to address it. You have to take care of it. And that's what we have to do with this race problem. It's not all the niggers' fault. The crackers and hunkies are involved. And I think it's a little bit the proud white and proud black community, because we won't stand up, take a little bit of heat. I take heat every day. Everywhere I go, I take heat. And I don't give a damn one way or the other. But we have to stand up and take heat, people. We got to take a little bit of bull. You got to give a little bit. You got to give a little bit to get a lot. Let's take one more caller before we go to break. Go ahead, Les. You're on the dark side.
Dr. Romantic, first, I want to thank you for getting the word out.
Well, thank you, sir.
Enjoy your show, sir.
Will you turn your radio down?
Today is...
Les, please turn your radio down.
Why are all the players black? I tried to get a job when I first moved to St. Louis 40-some years ago, and they couldn't hire me until they'd hired so many more blacks because they had to balance the scales out. Why don't we see a balancing of the scales in all these professional teams? That's my comment, sir. Thank you.
Okay, Les, thank you very much. Now, damn it, turn your radio back on. Here's a comment I'll make, and it's a realistic comment. There shouldn't be white basketball players if the basketball players on the court are the best ones out there. If you play the best ball players, the most athletic ball players, apparently the black community has shown that they're better athletes. So put them on the floor. I don't say, and I'm facetious when I say throw white guys out there or put black guys in as pilots that don't have any training. But it's the way it should be, Les. If these black guys go out, work hard, practice, become good athletes, they should be there. But on the same token, there should not have ever been affirmative action. You don't give a guy, a nigger, a job that's got a 30 on his test, a white guy that's got a 90. Give the black guy the job because they need black guys? No, we need the best qualified. Illinois State Police did it. Not all niggers. There were some blacks. 60s, 40s, 30s on their state police test. White guys got 70s, 80s, 90s. And they passed over the white guys so they could get more black state troopers. Now, if you can't pass a test, you're not qualified. If you're not qualified, you shouldn't be out there with a badge and a gun like these blacks, like these niggers, in this affirmative action. Just like the white guy shouldn't be out there on the basketball court, on the football field, if they're not the best. We don't give a damn about color. We give a damn about the best production. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
When the party was spiced, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a poor one shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest. America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud to be the Patriot.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it.
To the dark side. Callers, hold on. I'm going to get to you momentarily. We've got here Rush, Congressman Rush, singled out Republican King's past remarks in his statement. King has become too comfortable with proudly insulting, disrespecting, and denigrating people of color. As with any animal that is rabid, Steve King should be set aside and isolated. His rabid racism continues to stain and embarrass the body. Though, you know what? Somebody wrote that for that stupid nigger. How does this no good bastard have the right to criticize anyone? You know, now you people, I've exposed this Bobby Rush. He's the one coming out. But boy, see, the niggers love him. And he'll get reelected because he's got a nigger district. But don't forget what the man said. Bobby Rush, the Minister of Defense for the Black Panthers, urge themselves to arm themselves and go out. These are quotes from Bobby Rush. Go out and kill, in parentheses, the pigs. Kill the police. And this no good son of a bitch, we're supposed to thank him for being a congressman in Chicago, thank him for exposing a white guy, for asking a question. This is the same Bobby Rush got it right here. He faces $1 million garnishment on his check as a congressman. How embarrassing is that? Do you see all the embarrassing crap he did? They don't want to throw him out of Congress. Hell no, they don't. That L.C. Hastings, they don't want to throw him out of Congress because he's a nigger. Everybody's afraid of the niggers. Go ahead, Paul. You're on the dark side.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm talking about the racial issue. You're the only station that does talk about the racial issue. But when you use that N-word, that's not helping out anything still.
Okay. Why? Here, Paul. I don't want you to have sex with your wife anymore, okay?
Well, the N-word...
Well, no. The point I'm making, Paul... Don't tell me how to talk and live my life. I'm not going to tell you how to talk and live your life. I'm going to tell you when you can screw your wife. Drive by the post office. Drive by the government buildings. You see that flag flying there? Our brave military heroes died to give me the right. Who left you in charge of my morality or everybody else's morality, Paul, where I can't say what the hell I want to say?
Well, crucifying the whole black people is wrong, don't you think?
Oh, you stupid idiot. I never crucified the whole black people. Don't you hear me talk about the proud blacks who work hard every day, who go out and take care of their families, who don't want anything but an equal opportunity, a decent chance, when then I separate them from the niggers that rape, rob, steal, kill? Well, you better get the crap out of your ears, Paul. Is this the first time you've listened to me?
I've listened to you before.
Then you're an idiot. You're an idiot if you think I'm a racist. You're an idiot when you say I talk about... I don't talk about... the proud blacks. I talk about the niggers. I don't talk about the proud whites. I talk about the hunky. So go ahead, Paul, with your stupidity.
Well, you're a stupid skunk breath, weasel face.
Go ahead. Oh, Paul, that really hurt. Hey, your wife didn't say that when I crawled out of her bed this morning.
Go to hell.
No, I took everything that bad breath. I brush my teeth twice a day, and I'm a no good son of a bitch, but I ain't standing for that bad breath comment. Go ahead, Charlie. You're on the dark side.
Hi, Bob. How you doing today?
Fine, sir.
Okay, I just got out of the shower. I was using black African soap. I'm not a racist, but I'm bum. Okay, so what I got to say is one day they're probably going to crucify you, and they put up above your crucifixion, King of the Niggers. So I got to say, I'm Yankee Doodle Dandy.
You know what? I'm glad I get calls like that. You people think I'm an idiot. Listen to some of my callers. I don't know where these guys are coming from. But people, on a serious note, with this congressional stuff, I wanted to spend enough time on it to be able to explain to you. Here's an asswipe Bobby Rush, a nigger, a racist, a no-good son bitch, got $1 million garnishment because he wouldn't pay his bills, got $14 million for his failed church, the no-good nigger son of a bitch that says, kill the pigs, no-good son of a bitch that gives his wife $550,000, had several ethic complaints, but they put him out on Front Street, see, because he's black. You can't talk about a black man who's wrong. You can't talk about a black man who's a piece of crap like Bobby Rush because you become a racist. I'm surprised Mrs. Rush didn't get involved. Then I'd have been a sexist racist. And if Bobby Rush is gay, I said if he's gay, then I'd become a homophobic sexual racist. People, don't think that I'm afraid. Don't think that I'm afraid to speak my piece. Don't think I'm not afraid to go out in the street and speak what I want to speak. I'm not a racist by any means. I'm a realist, but I'll be damned if I'm going to have a nigger. They've made this guy, here's a Rush saying, I want him out of any of the committees until he apologizes. It'd be a cold day in hell before I'd apologize to somebody like you, Bobby Rush, Democratic representative from the 1st Congressional District in Chicago. It will be a cold day in hell. Go ahead, Jimmy. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. You know, Stephen King, he's one of the best guys there with, you know, the Freedom Caucus and Rand Paul and people like that. And it's like 40% the Negroes are the niggers singing and dancing and making a commotion about it. But I think it's about a 60% of the Jewish media that's owned 96% of the worldwide media. And they're the ones that keep Channel 2 from saying anything about the black guy, you know, too.
What do you think about that, Jimmy? They've got everything about the guy. I'm being a little facetious, but they said it was a rusty-colored car, an old car. They should have said, well, it's got two good tires, one ball tire in the back. It's got a sticker. They said anything, but they would not say that it was a black man. So automatically, I know he's black if they don't say he's black. If they don't say anything about his race, I guarantee you it's a black suspect. Don't you agree?
Well, when I watch TV with my wife, she hears me tell her, oh, that's a black guy or that's a Jewish guy. I identify all of them, and I do it all day long. I'm, you know, I can see it. But the only reason they do it is because they own the media. It's the Jews. The Jews, I mean, it's just, you can say that's anti-Semitic, but they run Hollywood. They own Hollywood and 90-something percent of the worldwide media, not just America.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy, thanks for the call. We'll allege that. I don't know that to be factual, and I don't know if you know 98%. That's a big percent. But they are involved in the entertainment community, and I salute the proud Jewish community because they've busted their ass. They've got ahead of the game. And let me tell you about Bobby Rush before we take a break and go on to another subject, that Bobby was in prison. Bobby spent prison time on weapons charges. Now, he's a convicted felon. Nobody hears anybody talk about Bobby Rush being a convicted felon. Nobody talk about Bobby Rush saying, go kill the pigs. Nobody talk about Bobby Rush, who owes $1 million, has his federal congressional check garnished. Ain't that something? Boy, now that's really an upstanding member of the community. Bobby Rush, the leader, the defense minister of the Black Panthers, and this bastard is holier than thou. He's coming out demanding that this Iowa representative, because he asked about when did white supremacist and white nationalism become a racist issue, ask the question. Well, I hope all you good people don't ever ask a question in this great country, because if the niggers don't like it, you're going to be in trouble. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio as always, and we are proud, proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Now Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on the string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting America's bi-state voice of freedom. We are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, welcome back to the dark side. I want to tell you people, I appreciate you come up to the street, both black and white, come up and talk to me. Thank me for being the only radio station that'll be real, that's not scripted, that doesn't have to watch what we say. This is America. I can think something that you don't think and vice versa. You heard this one idiot tell me I shouldn't say, nigger, well, and I'm going to go to his house, tell him he shouldn't be screwing his wife. Because they're kind of crowded when they're all three of us are in bed together. So, but let me tell you about the niggers, not the proud blacks. And he's an idiot if he says I talk about proud black people. I talked about that black Louisiana police officer, a female, 22-year-old rookie cop. She was gunned down. She was gunned down standing out, waiting to go to work. She was shot multiple times by three black suspects. One of the black suspects they arrested, and one of the men is engaged to her. Now that's how a true nigger shows his love. He kills his fiance. Now that's true. Now see, that ain't proud black people. That ain't even an animal. Animals are smarter than that, but the guy kills his fiance, 22-year-old rookie cop. Three niggers killed a 22-year-old rookie cop. And funny story, the CNN analyst, Nirvana Martin, she's a true nigger. She's talking with David Webb on one of her shows. David Webb is a talk show host for Fox Nation, host David Webb. She starts talking about white privilege and how he has white privilege. He's talking to her and she says, you know, David Webb, you and the people of white privilege don't know what it's like to be black. She says, and she kept going, I consider my color the issue. I consider my qualifications the issue, this Webb said. They started talking, and then she goes stupid and goes crazy. And she says, well, you have the privilege. You have the privilege of color. You have the privilege of being white. Now, she's actually on TV talking of this, saying this Webb has a privilege to be white. And she says, David, by virtue of being a white male, you have white privilege. See, a nigger just waiting to say that. And then David Webb says, hey, you idiot. He didn't say it. I'm putting that in. Hey, you stupid black idiot. I'm black. And then this talk show host, this Martin, she says, oh, I stand corrected. No, she was just waiting to use that white privilege card. She's just waiting to talk about white people. And here's a black man defending the whites. Here's a black man saying what's right, not using the racist overtone, saying, hey, I've had every opportunity to have a good life. I've worked my ass off. And then she says, well, that's by virtue of being a white male. You have white privilege. And then he comes back, hey, you ignorant, stupid, racist nigger. I'm black. And all she has to say is, I stand corrected. No, you are standing corrected as a nigger racist. But you see how every nigger wants to play that race card. We're racist. We're white supremacists. What do they want us to do? Well, they don't want us to leave this country. If we leave this country, they'll never survive. The niggers will never survive. Who's going to pay their aid checks? Who's going to pay and fill in their BET cards and put them in their housing? Pay for all the babies they pop out, all the nigglets they pop out. Who's going to do that? It's unbelievable. They always want you to think their way. And one more question, and I'm not a religious person by any means, but now the gays are mad at the Catholics because the Catholics and the church and the Bible don't believe in same-sex marriages. Now they're calling all these Catholic people, and I have to defend the Catholic race on this, not on the pedophilia, but on this. Why can't, because of your religious beliefs, shouldn't they account for something? Here's somebody, hey, listen, I'm a devout Catholic. I try to live a good life. I read the Bible. I believe in God. I don't think same-sex marriages are right. I just personally don't. They call him homophobic. Why can't he just be a religious person who's trying to practice his religion? No, automatically, you're homophobic. Just like if you go against the niggers, you're a racist. They want to throw all those terms out, homophobic, racist, sexist. It's amazing. Think about it, people. Because a Catholic, a true, devout, religious person, doesn't have to be Catholic, be Methodist, Jewish, don't give a damn. Says, hey, my teachings, my religious teachings tell me that I don't think that it's not right. Now, they can't say that because as soon as they do, they're labeled homophobic. Why do all these gay people try to push their agenda down our throat? Go be gay. Go do whatever you want in the confines of your house. But don't bring it out, the one half of one half of one half of one half percent. Bring it out and shove it down everybody's throat. But they got all pissed off. I saw a YouTube. They were coming after these religious people. These religious people, I'm sure, didn't hate anybody because they were truly religious. They didn't hate anybody. They just didn't agree with same-sex marriages. And all of a sudden, when you don't agree, you're a homophobe. No, they didn't agree because of their religious upbringing. I hope the niggers understand that. I hope the gay people understand that. I don't have to like niggers. That doesn't make me a racist because I'm not a racist. I'm a realist. I wouldn't like a purple guy if he robbed, raped, steal, killed, sold dope, carjacked. I wouldn't like a purple guy. I wouldn't like a green guy. I don't like the white guys, the hunkies and the crackers that do the same thing. Doesn't make me a racist, makes me a realist. But you can't be a realist in this country. You have to agree with every little splinter group of every group that's going on. Hey, you don't, what do you mean you don't like guys that wear dresses and bras and wear high heels? That ain't right. There's something wrong with you. No, there's something wrong with you, you idiot. I can like anything I want and dislike anything I want. And there's no son of a bitch gonna tell me. I don't tell anybody else what to like or dislike. You people don't want anybody telling you what to like or dislike. But there's a lot of these asswipe out here that do as I say, not as I do, and that's bull crap. Again, people, you won't hear this anywhere but here on the WAR Radio Network, White Awareness Radio, the only radio station in this country that has the guts to go and do the subjects that we do. We're not scripted. We're not programmed. I say what I want when I want. And I hope you decent people understand that. Don't have to agree with me, other than agree that I have the right to speak my mind, to give my opinion, and not be called a racist, a sexist, a homophobe, because you people want the same thing. My enemies even want the same thing, but they don't want us to have it. As always, people, we're out of time. Let's continue. Let's continue our journey. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step, and we've taken more than one step. So let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard politicians and the racist niggers and the son of a bitches on the white side that want to take up for these niggers because they're afraid not to. We'll call them cowards. The niggers and the white boys are the cowards. Let's don't worry about them. Let's worry about making our lives better, our families' lives better. Let's do what we think's right. Let's live a decent life. But you can't live a decent life if you can't think for yourself. If you can't express your opinion, whether anybody agrees with it. I don't give a damn if anybody agrees with my opinion. You hear that every day. I have every right to express my opinion and I could chastise as you good people do. So let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians, because at the end of the day, these guys are out to destroy us. They want to keep their existence going. Let's keep ours going. So let's destroy them before they destroy us. No violence. Destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romantic, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word!
This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the legal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the break.
Nigga, and I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch!
This is Bob Romani, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.